In today's show, the Bitcoin price stays under $19,000 amid hopes that Q4 will end the Bitcoin bear market, including Crypto Capo. Yes, expecting bullish Q4, but first, new lows, and quoting Rec Capital, already a sharp Bitcoin rejection at the green $19,800 level continues seesawing in and around this level to be expected as Bitcoin approaches its monthly close. Most important will be how the monthly candle actually closes relative to the green range low, and quoting venture coinist Luke Martin, previous bear market length after a $20,000 top was 364 days, and the current bear market length after the $69,000 top, 322 days, and quoting Plan B, almost half of all the 19 million Bitcoin is in a loss, mostly from 2021 and 2022 buyers. The other half is in profit, which is all the buyers before November 2020. And quoting Max Keiser, as the global bond market melts down, all it would take is for 7 to 8% of that fleeing bond money to flow into Bitcoin to 20x BTC to $400,000. And he goes on, $220,000 in 2022, still in play, driven by the bondpocalypse. And he also shares, Bitcoin is decoupling, the move to $220,000 can happen in a flash. Hashtag prepare. Now for a fun fact, 12 years ago today, you can buy 15,000 Bitcoin for 20 cents each. And quoting Jack Maulers, money cannot be created out of thin air. Creating money cannot be free. I like money that is bound to the physical world with energy. Call me crazy, but I prefer something like that. And speaking of Jack Maulers, his crypto payment firm Strike raises $80 million. Also in today's show, the next Bitcoin bull run will be half story and half utility, says Mike Novogratz. Quoting him here, I see it's people building applications, people build systems that are fast and scalable and that are user friendly. We don't have them yet. That's why we are where we are. But in the next few years, they are coming. Also in today's show, analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin crash predicts a major shift for the world's largest crypto asset. That's right. Synonymous analyst Dave DeWave tells his followers that Bitcoin's dominance level indicates it's due for a price pump. Also in today's show, crypto analyst predicts a parabolic rally for Bitcoin and shares his target. And looking at Credible's chart, which you can see here, it shows you Bitcoin will begin its steep rally next month. And according to Credible, he expects Bitcoin to skyrocket to around $150,000 next year. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1059 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. The Bitcoin hit new weekly lows into September 28th as risk asset drawdowns continued overnight. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin falling to $18,400 on Bitstamp, almost down $2,000 versus the previous day's high. Now, the change of direction came in lockstep with stocks, which turned red after initially heading marginally higher at the Wall Street open, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ ultimately finishing up the day down about 0.25% and up 0.25%. Respectively, crypto, however, failed to recoup its losses. While hopes were for Q4 to bring about a more solid recovery, traders were betting on the pain continuing first. Popular Twitter account Crypto Capo appeared to confirm that he favored October, copying last year's performance, something which earned its nickname, October. Quoting the analyst here, yes, expecting bullish Q4, but first, new lows. And fellow trader Rec Capital, meanwhile, drew attention to the hurdles Bitcoin needed to overcome on the monthly timeframes. As he shared here, already a sharp Bitcoin rejection at the green $19,800 level continued seesawing in and around this level to be expected as Bitcoin approaches its monthly close. And the most important will be how the monthly candle actually closes relative to the green range low, which you can see here in this chart, sitting at $19,879. And discussing when the bear market of 2022 could end, opinions differ over the use of data from the previous halving cycles. Uploading a comparative chart, we have Luke Martin, host of Stacks Podcast, noted it had been 322 days since Bitcoin's last all-time high of $69,000. And after the 2017 prior all-time highs, Bitcoin spent 364 days in a bear market, suggesting that the end could be due if history were to repeat itself. As Luke shares here, previous bear market length after $20,000 top, 364 days. The current bear market length after the $69,000 our top 322 days. So we are getting closer and closer to that bottom. Cycle timing here is optimal, says Charles Edwards, creator of the crypto asset manager Capriole. Now others were less convinced, with TED Talks Macro drawing attention to the fact that the macro environment was nothing like it was in 2018, something Martin acknowledged. And as previously reported, the United States Fed has given no commitment to halting the interest rate hikes, pressuring risk assets, including crypto, this year. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, almost half of all the 19 million Bitcoin is in loss, mostly 2021 and 2022 buyers. The other half is in profit, which is all the buyers before November of 2020. And more breaking news, the Bank of England says the bank will carry out temporary purchases of long-dated UK government bonds from September 28th. And as you can see here, as Plan B tweeted, Bitcoin 200-week moving average all-time high and rising. And quoting Max Keiser, as the global bond market melts down, all it would take is for 7 to 8% of that fleeing bond money to flow into Bitcoin to 20x BTC to $400,000. Send it. And he also shared here, $220,000 in 2022, still in play, driven by the bond apocalypse. And he also shares here, Bitcoin is decoupling. The move to $220,000 can happen in a flash. Hashtag prepare. And in this New York Times headline, it reads, currencies around the world are tumbling, except Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency has risen 6.5% over the past 7 days, bucking the trend as a strong dollar sinks other currencies. What are your thoughts surrounding Max Keiser's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this year? Do you feel it's a pipe dream or a possibility? Let me know in the comments below. And now for a fun fact, 12 years ago today, you can buy 15,000 Bitcoin for 20 cents each. Now, hypothetically, if you had this opportunity presented with you and you can purchase an unlimited amount of Bitcoins for 20 cents each, how many limbs and organs would you sell to make it happen? And quoting the Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, money cannot be created out of thin air. Creating money cannot be free. I like money that is bound to the physical world with energy. Call me crazy, but I prefer something like that. And he makes a great point. And before I cover this story of Jack Mallers' crypto payment firm Strike raising another $80 million. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting and in the blood red, with Bitcoin down 6% for the day, maintaining just above 19,000 at the time of this recording. We have Ether down 6.3%, maintaining just above $1,300, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano all correcting and in the blood red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day, the one and only Jack Mallers. Strike, Chicago-based Bitcoin payment provider run by entrepreneur Jack Mallers, raised $80 million in a Series B funding round that was led by 1031. Now, other participants, including Washington University in St. Louis, the University of Wyoming, and previous investors, the fresh capital will be used to enhance Strike's network payment for merchants and consumers. Several big e-commerce companies use Strike's app, including Blackhawk, NCR, and even Shopify. Quoting him here, we are moving full speed ahead, not just to integrate Strike's revolutionary payments with leading merchants, but globally with a variety of businesses and partners to innovate and deliver on more financial inclusion, Mahler said in the release. Now, the Lightning Network is a Bitcoin scaling product that allows merchants to accept payments without having to wait for block confirmations on the legacy Bitcoin chain, enabling a cheaper, faster, and open payment network with some of the biggest financial institutions in the world. Isn't fast and easy, but it's happening. Every company that's in the business of moving money is interested in superior payments, and we're in talks with many of them. It doesn't get any bigger and more exciting than innovating in payments for the betterment of the world. Facts. And if you haven't watched this interview Jack Mallers recently did on Bloomberg Crypto, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, the next Bitcoin bull run will be half story and half utility, says crypto billionaire Mike Novogratz. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $920 billion with about $96 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 39.4%, with the Ether dominance at 17.2%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Reserve Rights up 13%, trading at 0.008, followed by Quant up almost 2%, trading at $128, followed by Celsius up 0.88%, trading at $1.51, which is interesting as their CEO just resigned. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers gainers for the past week. You can see Ethereum Wrapped leading the pack, up 80.3%, Reserve Rights up about 60%, and Quant up 30%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated a 20 in extreme fear, the same as yesterday, and last week was a 23, and last month a 24 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The next Bitcoin bull run will have to be much different from historical crypto rallies in terms of story and utility, says Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz. Compared to the previous bull runs, the next Bitcoin rally will have to be more focused on utility and less on the story, Novogratz predicted at a panel at the Token 2049 crypto event. On Wednesday, one of the biggest historical rallies, the Bitcoin bull run of 2017, was mostly about the story, the CEO said, referring to the crypto's run from about 1,000 to 20,000 within 1 year. How many of you were around back then to witness it? Let me know in the comments below. I know that is the year I got into crypto personally. Now, according to Novogratz, the 2017 bull run was mostly about the story of people not trusting the government and wanting more privacy and decentralization. It was Gen Z millennial revolution, and it was global. That's a powerful story, the CEO noted. And another big rally with Bitcoin hitting all-time highs above $69,000 in November of last year was really generated by the Novid plandemic, Novogratz said. He suggested that the price action in 2020 and 2021 was probably 80% of the story and 20% of utility. Quoting him here, it is theory and all the other level ones started really accelerating the work to build a shared blockchain that we can build companies on top of. And in contrast of the mentioned crypto bull runs, the next Bitcoin rally will have to be 50% story and 50% utility, he shared, predicting the following. I see it's people building applications, people building systems that are fast and scalable and that are user-friendly. We don't have them yet, but that's why we are where we are. But in the next few years, they are coming. And during the panel, Novogratz also revved up the audience with his bullish prediction of the inevitability that crypto will succeed. Quoting him here, the word inevitable keeps coming up. There is a sense of inevitability that we are in the right space. Inevitable that Bitcoin will have its day, Novogratz stated. And he also expressed confidence that Web3 and NFTs will be a big part of the gaming space in the future. And additionally, the CEO noted that despite the ongoing crypto winter, Bitcoin has still performed better than a basket of various fiat currencies this year. If you look at Bitcoin versus a basket of currencies, it's done about 20% better than versus the dollar, Novogratz noted. And as previously reported, Novogratz has made some successful predictions about Bitcoin. Back in 2020, Novogratz predicted that Bitcoin would end the year above $20,000, which turned out to be an understatement, with Bitcoin nearing the $30,000 price mark by the end of 2020. And before I break down next story of the day, analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin crash predicts a major shift for the world's largest crypto asset, as well as crypto analyst predicts parabolic rally for Bitcoin and shares his target of $150,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications, Will Smith that like button, and drop a comment below. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. And I want to say I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me all across crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst who called the May 2021 Bitcoin collapse thinks several price metrics are now looking bullish for the king crypto. Pseudonymous analyst Dave DeWave tells his 127,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's dominance level indicates it's due for a price pump, as he shares here, Bitcoin due for a pump. With the Bitcoin price currently trading just above $19,000 at the time of this recording, that means Bitcoin remains more than 72% down from its all-time high of more than $69,000, which it hit last year in November. Now, Dave DeWave also notes that his logarithmic growth curve, known as the LGC model, indicates a nominal decrease in the corrections, which can be expected for Bitcoin, which he says is bullish. Note, you couldn't have asked for better lines to have been drawn in 2018 that could have accommodated subsequent price action as well. well as these lines. Dave the Wave also says that Bitcoin has spent nearly as much time in the LGC model's buy zone as previous time as price was in the zone before taking off. As he shares in this tweet, price seems to be like the Bitcoin buy zone according to the LGC. It has held up there near as long as previously. And additionally, Dave the Wave argues that it's no surprise Bitcoin's price corrects when uncertainty dominates the market, as he shares here, or to the wider macroeconomic landscape. Yet, once corrected, the price becomes more sustainable. This pattern of alternating explosive and corrective movements in the price, also seen as cycles, has led to the formation of a converging channel atop of the LGC. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. But now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto strategist and trader says Bitcoin is gearing up for a rampaging bull market next year. Let's freaking go. Synonymous crypto strategist Credible tells his 338,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin is about to conclude a major corrective period and that it looks poised to ignite a parabolic rally to the six-digit level. Send it. Quoting the analyst here, while we have gone lower than expected in terms of price, macro invalidation hasn't been hit at 14,000, and time-wise, we're still right on track for our fifth wave. Despite what it may seem, time-wise, wave four correction is proportional to the third wave, just as wave two was to wave one. Now, Credible is a popular practitioner of the Elliott Wave Theory, an advanced technical analysis approach that attempts to predict future price action by following crowd psychology that tends to manifest in waves. And according to the theory, a major uptrend goes through five distinct waves, where wave one, three, and five are upswings, while the other two are corrective periods. And looking at Credible's chart, the analyst appears to be predicting that Bitcoin will begin a steep rally next month, October. Let's go. And according to Credible, he expects Bitcoin to skyrocket to around $150,000 next year. I cannot wait. And Credible also says that the current sentiment is reminiscent of how traders and investors felt during the COVID pandemic. Quoting him here, heard almost exactly the same thing during the COVID crash in March of 2020, and we went 20x soon after. So in the short term, the crypto strategist sees Bitcoin rallying above $22,000, and quoting him again here, more chop, more sweeps of our local lows. Liquidity continues to build to the upside and inefficiency still looms. Most logical move is still up, in my opinion. Maybe we take June lows first, maybe we don't, but regardless, we're going to rip up to fill this void sooner or later. And back to Credible's chart right here, where you can see us starting to move back up in October, which is the month following the most bearish month of the year, which we are in, which is September. So I cannot wait for us to start to go parabolic, as this chart suggests. And what are your thoughts surrounding his $150,000 Bitcoin price prediction by next year? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price stays under 19,000 amid hopes that Q4 will end the Bitcoin bear market. Also shared that Jack Mahler's crypto payments firm Strike raises yet another $80 million, as well as the next Bitcoin bull run to be half story and half utility, says Mike Novogratz, as well as analysts who called the May 2021 Bitcoin crash predicts a major shift for the world's largest crypto asset. And I also shared with you crypto analyst predicts a parabolic rally for Bitcoin with $150,000 target by next year. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. John Spooner wrote, "Keep up the good work, man. You're one of the few YouTubers I watch when it comes to crypto. Bitcoin and crypto in general is the future. You have to be a bonehead not to see it. HODL and buy that freaking dip. Much respect, John. One love." And our next featured comment comes from Jeff. "What up, JV and fam? Bitcoin under 12K and I'll be using my line of credit. Let's go. Let's freaking go. Keep stacking them sats." And our third and final featured comment comes from the one and only Pezza. "If Bitcoin goes to 3.4 million per coin, Michael Saylor's company, MicroStrategy, will be the envy of the world. Michael Saylor will be the world's richest man. The Bitcoin conference may be on Mars. What else would one do with that much net worth?" You make a great point. And as always, I appreciate the continued comments to be featured on tomorrow's episode. Simply drop a comment below. Make sure you're ready to subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell icon. Turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.